Afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Doodles Weaver in the press box at Indianapolis for the big race out here. It's a beautiful day for the race. Not a cloud in the sky. 150,000 people are waiting for this great event. What a spectacle. Now the boys are coming around the first turn. I believe it's a perfect start. The green flag waves. The starter says, okay, they're bunched together, and there they go!
Welcome to Merrily We Roll Along with M.H. Lee. Today, I thought, why not do a theme that I had floating around for a while? I imagined there would be some recordings, and I wasn't disappointed. We're doing Alice in Wonderland today, and we just opened with the main title from the Walt Disney movie. The actress that played Alice is actually still alive. She's 86 in the Disney's Alice in Wonderland. And for some reason, that surprises me. She must have been so young when that movie released, because it was 51, I think. And that's a long time ago. Anyway, Disney's Alice in Wonderland. And that was the opening theme. And that is by the Judd Conlon Chorus. We are now going to hear from the Eddie Jackson Orchestra a track just entitled Alice in Wonderland. We'll follow that with Alice in Wonderland again, but this is How Doth the Little Crocodile on side one, and or part A, I should say. And part B is going to be called Fury Said to a Mouse. And that is from George Baker, I believe. We'll follow that with Mitch Miller and the Sandpipers on Golden Records. And these are some of the better Golden Records I've heard, mainly because they're not singing some weird song that they've invented themselves with a famous IP. They have the rights to some Disney songs. So we're going to hear a lot of these. We're going to break them up, though, a little bit. So we will open with I'm Late and then Alice in the White Rabbit's House. And those are going to both be from Mitch Miller and the Sandpipers on Golden Records. Both have adaptations of Disney music in them, and that's going to help a lot. I actually think this is some of the better Golden Records that we've heard. We've fallen out with Anna Howard and Alice in Wonderland. And there's going to be Harry McDonough on this record as well. I believe that's the name. No, Harry McDonough? Yeah, Dono? Yeah, something very close to that. McDonough, I think. Harry McDonough and Anna Howard with this Alice in Wonderland record. And then we'll go back and complete our little bit of Sandpipers with Mitch Miller with Alice Meets the Caterpillar, Troz Brillig. Troz Brillig is a very weird thing to shove in here because Jabberwock isn't even part of Wonderland. It's part of Through the Looking Glass. They just kind of put it on here. And then I give myself very good advice from the Sandpipers and the Caucus Race, which are going to both be adaptations of Disney. Keep listening here on Merrily Roll Along with M.H. Lee. We'll continue with more Alice in Wonderland stuff.
Started violently, dropped the white kid gloves on the fan, and scurried away into the darkness as hard as he could go. Alice took up the fan and gloves, and as the hall was very hot, she kept fanning herself all the time she went on talking. Dear, dear, how queer everything is today. I wonder if I've been changed in the night. And she began thinking over all the children that she knew that were of the same age as herself, to see if she could have been changed for any of them. I'm sure I'm not Ada, she said. For her hair goes in such long ringlets, and mine doesn't go in ringlets at all. And I'm sure I can't be Mabel, for I know all sorts of things, and she knows such a very little. I'll try and say, how doth the little... And she crossed her hands on her lap as if she were saying lessons and began to repeat it. But her voice sounded hoarse and strange, and the words did not come the same as they used to do.
How doth the little crocodile improve his shining tail and pour the waters of the Nile on every golden scale? How cheerfully he seems to grin, how neatly spread his claws, and welcomes little fishes in with gently smiling jaws, and welcomes little fishes in with gently smiling jaws.
I'm sure those are not the right words, said poor Alice. And her eyes filled with tears again. You promised to tell me your history, you know, said Alice, and why it is you hate C and D, she added in a whisper, half afraid that it would be offended again.
Mine is a long and a sad tale, said the mouse, turning to Alice and sighing.
It is a long tale, certainly, said Alice, looking down with wonder at the mouse's tail. But why do you call it sad? And she kept on puzzling about it while the mouse was speaking. So that her idea of the tale was something like this.
Fury said to a mouse that he met in a house, let us both go to law, I will prosecute you. Come, I take no denial, we must have a trial, for really this morning I've nothing to do. Said the mouse to the cur, such a trial, dear sir, with no jury or judge would be wasting our breath. I'll be judge, I'll be jury, said cunning old Fury, I'll try the whole cause and condemn you to death, condemn you to death, condemn you to death. You to death.
Alice was sitting on the riverbank with her cat, whose name was Dinah, when all of a sudden they saw a white rabbit hurrying along through the grass.
Meow.
Meow.
Oh, Dinah, it's nothing but a rabbit with a waistcoat. And a what?
Oh, my fur and whiskers. I'm late.
Now, this is curious, a talking rabbit. And what could a rabbit be late for? Please, Mr. Rabbit, wait. Wait.
No. I'm late for a very important date. No time to say hello, goodbye. I'm late. And when I wait, I lose the time I save. My fuzzy ears and whiskers took me too much time to shave. I run and then I hop. I wish that I could fly. There's danger if I dare to stop. And here's the reason why, you see, I'm old. Overdue. I'm in a rabbit stew. Can't even say goodbye. Hello, I'm late.
But where are you going, Mr. Rabbit? Mr. Rabbit, please wait.
I'm late.
He's late for a very important date. No time to say hello, goodbye. He's late.
When I wait, I lose the time I save.
Please, Mr. Rabbit, wait. Oh, dear, it must be an awfully important date, like a party or something. Mr. Rabbit, wait for me. Please wait.
No. You see, I'm overdue. I'm really in the stew. No time to say goodbye, hello. I'm late.
Why is that white rabbit in such a hurry?
Because he's late. He's late for a very important date. No time to say hello, goodbye. He's late. And when he waves, he's lost the time he saves. His fuzzy ears and whiskers take him too much time to shave. He runs and then he hops. If only he could fly. There's danger if he dares to stop. And here's the reason why. You see, he's overdue. He's in a rabbit stew. Can't even say goodbye. Hello, he's late. So late.
Well, Mr. Rabbit sent me to his house to find his gloves, but all I could find is this jar of cookies. Mmm, they're good. But oh dear, I'm beginning to grow. It must be because of the cookie I ate. I'm getting bigger and bigger and bigger. My head hit the roof.
Now you see here, Marianne. Help! Assistance, monster!
What seems to be the trouble, Mr. Rabbit?
Oh, Mr. Dodo, there's a monster in my house.
Steady, old chap. You'll just leave everything to me and my friend Bill, the lizard.
What are you going to do?
We'll roast the blighter's toes.
We'll toast the bounder's nose. Just fetch that gate, we'll make it clear.
That monsters aren't welcome here.
Without a single doubt. We'll smoke the blighter out.
The caterpillar sang to me when I was only 3 inches tall. He was very nice and tried to help me, but then...
A-E-I-O-U.
turned into a butterfly and flew away. I was all alone and wondering what to do when I heard a strange, funny song.
"'Twas brillig and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the wave. All mimsy were the borogoves and the mome raths outgrabe."
"Why, what's that? Who's that singing?" "Why, you're a cat."
"A Cheshire cat."
"Oh, then perhaps you can tell me which way to go."
"That depends on where you want to get to."
"But it doesn't matter, you see."
"Then it doesn't matter which way you go."
"'Twas brillig and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the wabe. All mimsy were the borogoves and the mome raths outgrabe."
Alice grew tired of chasing that funny white rabbit all over Wonderland and decided to go home. But she lost her way and found herself in a strange forest. She sat down on a rock and began to cry.
"Oh dear, I shall never find my way out of this place. Well, when one is lost, I suppose it's good advice to stay where you are until someone finds you. Good advice. Maybe if I'd listened earlier, I wouldn't be here. That's just the trouble with me. I give myself very good advice, but I very seldom follow it. That explains the trouble that I'm always in. Be patient is very good advice, but I've always been so curious, and I love to know the why and where and when. Stop to reason, but there will be a price to pay someday, someday. I give myself very good advice, but I very seldom follow it. Will I ever learn to do the things I should?" "To Wonderland, I fell down a deep rabbit hole, and then I drank a strange liquid that made me so tiny that I floated through a keyhole and a pool of tears. Yes, right through a keyhole into Wonderland. And there, besides the Wonderland sea, I saw many funny animals. There was an owl and a pelican and a lobster, and funniest of all was the dodo."
"Yo-ho-ho, yo-ho-ho, tiddly-up-palm, tiddly-up-knee. There now, me hearties, we're ready to begin the caucus race."
"Please, Mr. Dodo, what is a caucus race?"
"Well, by Jove, little girl, it goes like this. Everybody take their place before we start the caucus race. With your wings and feet and fins, soon the race begins. Bugs and birds caught in the rain will race until they're dry again. When you hear them sneeze and cough, they're off.
They're off! They're off!
Forward, backward, inward, outward, bottom to the top. Makes no difference where you run as long as you don't stop. Since there is no finish line, you might wear out your shoes. But when the race is over, no one ever seems to lose. Prizes!
Prizes! Prizes! Prizes! Prizes! Backward, forward, skipping, hopping through the slidey toes. Some will make a rowboat when they reach the furrow goes.
Run in a race, pretend you're chasing pretty butterflies. Hail the caucus race where everybody wins a prize.
Hail the caucus race where everybody wins a prize. Hail the caucus race where everybody wins a prize.
And the Dodo song, that was the Sandpipers and Mitch Mitchell, and I'm Late from the Sandpipers and Mitch Mitchell. Held off the Little Crocodile, and that was from someone who I'd not heard of before, a George Baker, who actually I may have heard of before, And we had Alice in Wonderland from Eddie Jackson's orchestra. Now, we're going to close with some more music. First, the Mad Hatter from the New Century Orchestra seems to be a German conductor, but not a lot of information on this band with the Mad Hatter. Followed up with the Walrus and the Carpenter from Donovan off HMS Donovan. Then Calder Crane and a woman who is playing lute whose name I'm blanking on and is going to give us two tracks from that duo. It's going to be Calder Crane and Suzanne Block with the Jabberwocky and the Soup Song. And it's lute and it is honestly really dark, quite an interesting piece. No idea the year on this one, but I wouldn't mind owning this. It's just very interesting. We'll follow that with Painting the Roses Red, March of the Cards. It's going to have Thurl Ravenscroft and the Melon Men. And then we're going to close with a bunch of songs from the Alice in Wonderland track list shoved together. And from what I can tell, there actually is a ton of Alice in Wonderland content from the Disney movie that was recorded and never used. So the Disney vaults are probably full of Alice in Wonderland themed music that will never be heard. Of course, who knows what it's recorded on? Probably acetate or something that's going to be breaking down at this time. I mean, this movie's from 1951, but the actress who plays Alice is still alive. And where are we going from there? Yeah, it's just out there. We're going to close with Fawn from Tom Waits off of his Dark Alice reimagining, just called Alice. And then we'll have Sunnyside Up Merrily Roll Along from Evans and Rogers to get us out of here. Thanks for listening to Merrily Roll Along.
presenta the Grand Circle, la prima del mondo, la gran successo. Giuliano Vittorio, fantastico, magnifico, spettacolare.
Here Alice ventured to interrupt.
If it's very long,
she said as politely as she could,
would you tell me first which road?
Tweedledum smiled gently and began again.
The sun was shining on the sea, shining with all his might. He did his very best to make the billows smooth and bright. And this was odd, because it was the middle of the night.
The moon was shining sulkily, because she thought the sun had got no business to be there after the day was done.
It's very rude of him,
she said,
to come and spoil the fun.
The sea was wet as wet could be, the sands were dry as dry. You could not see a cloud because no cloud was in the sky. No birds were flying overhead, there were no birds to fly. And the carpenter were walking close at hand. They wept like anything to see such quantities of sand.
If this were only cleared away,
they said,
it would be grand.
If seven maids with seven mops swept it for half a year, do you suppose,
the walrus said,
that they could get it clear?
I doubt it,
said the carpenter, and shed a bitter tear.
Oh, oysters, come and walk with us,
the walrus did beseech.
A pleasant walk, a pleasant talk, along the briny beach. We cannot do with more than four, to give a hand to each.
The eldest oyster looked at him, but never a word he said. The eldest oyster winked his eye and shook his heavy head, meaning to say he did not choose to leave the oyster bed.
You ready? Okay. One. One, two, three.
But four young oysters hurried up all eager for the treat.
You've lost it.
But four young...
You gotta give us a chord. Oh. You get the go. Kring. One, two,
okay, three. Kring.
Okay. One, two, three.
But four young oysters hurried up all eager for the treat. Their coats were brushed, their faces washed, their shoes were clean and neat. And this was odd because, you know, they hadn't any feet. Four other oysters followed them, and yet another four. And thick and fast they came at last, and more and more and more. All hopping through the frothy waves and scrambling to the shore. The walrus and the carpenter walked on a mile or so. And then they rested on a rock conveniently low. And all the little oysters stood and waited in a row.
Whether pigs have wings.
But
wait a bit. Sorry, I didn't make you start. Yeah. But wait a bit.
Oh, come on, get it together now. Come on.
Two, three. But wait a bit. Do you always cry before we have our chat? For some of us are out of breath, and all of us are fat.
No worries,
said the carpenter.
They thanked him much for that.
Loaf of bread,
the walrus said,
is what we chiefly need. Pepper and vinegar, besides, are very good indeed. If you're ready, oysters, dear, we can begin.
Us. The oysters cry, turning a little blue.
After such kindness, that would be a dismal thing to do.
The night is fine,
the walrus said.
Do you admire the view? It was so kind of you to come. And you are very nice.
The carpenter said nothing but...
Cat's another surprise. I wish you were not quite so deaf. I've had to ask you
it
twice.
It seems a shame,
the walrus said,
to play them such a trick. After we brought them out so far and made them trot so quick.
The carpenter said nothing but...
The batter's spread too thick.
I weep for you,
the walrus said.
I deeply sympathize.
With sobs and tears he sorted out those of the largest size, holding his pocket handkerchief before his streaming eyes.
Oh, oysters, said the carpenter. You've had a pleasant run. Shall we be trotting home again?
But answer came there now, and this was scarcely odd, because they'd eaten everyone. They'd eaten everyone.
Thank you.
by the tum-tum tree, and soothed a wily fall. And as in love before he stood, the Jabberwock with eyes aflame, came whistling through the tulgey wood, and burbled as it came, and burbled as it came. One, two, and through and through, and through and through, the barber blade went sick to sleep, the barber blade went sick to sleep. He left it dead, and pulled the head, and went galumping back, and went galumping back. And went galumping back. And at last thou stayed the Jabberwock, and through my arms my beamish boy, oh, glad to say hallooray, he chortled in his joy. Oh, glad to say hallooray, he chortled in his joy. Was pretty and the sky beholds it fire and gimbled away. All mimsy were the borogoves and the mome
and the four. roses red, and many a tear we shed,
because we know
they'll cease to grow.
In fact, they'll soon be dead.
Oh, and yet we go ahead, painting the roses red. Painting the roses red, we're painting the roses red.
Oh, pardon me, but Mr. Three, why must you paint them red?
Huh? Oh!
Well, the fact is, miss, we planted the white roses by mistake. And
the queen, she likes them red. If she's so white instead,
she'd raise a fuss,
and each of us would quickly lose his head.
Goodness!
Since this is a thought we dread, we're painting the roses red.
Oh, dear. Then let me help you. Painting the roses red.
We're painting the roses red. Don't tell the queen what you have seen or say. That's what we said. But we're painting the roses red.
Yes, painting the roses red.
Not pink.
Not green.
Not aquamarine.
We're painting the roses red.
Dear, and make your wish come true.
A very merry birthday to you.
Thank you.
and up, and here we go again. No one ever loses, and no one can ever win. Backward, forward, outward, inward, bottom to the top. Never up again.
Off with her hands! Off with her hands!
Yeah. others much worse off than you.
If a load of trouble should arise,
laugh and say it's great to be alive.
Keep your sunny side up, up, hide the side that gets blue. If you have nine sons in a row, baseball teams make money, you know. Keep your funny side up, up, let that laughter come through. Do stand up on your legs, be like two fried eggs. Keep your sunny side up. Funny side up, up, let that laughter come through, do. If you meet with gloom, don't fall down, go boom. Keep your sunny side, keep your funny side, keep your sunny side up. Too many frowns can hide the brightest disposition, as sure as clouds can darken the dawn. Yet every joy in life has been our one ambition, and that's how we intend to go on. Merrily we roll along, my honey and me. Verily there's no one half as happy as we. Though we're twice as poor as mice, say what do we care? For we've been so wealthy in the love that we share. Merrily we dance along while facing the sun. Verily our slogan is, say don't we have fun? We'll go along with a smile and a song as we merrily roll along.